Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton lesson, we're diving into one of the most important arrangement skills in drum and bass production, creating real contrast between your first and second drops while keeping the mix clean, powerful, and club-ready. This is a big one, because a lot of strong DNB ideas fall apart right here. Drop one sounds great, the groove is locked, the bass is moving, the drums are punching, and then for drop two, the producer tries to make it bigger by adding everything. More re-SEs, more tops, more effects, more percussion, more width, more distortion. And weirdly, the second drop ends up sounding smaller, flatter, and more crowded. So here's the core principle for the whole lesson. Drop 2 should feel bigger because of arrangement contrast, not because every channel is louder or busier. That's the game. We are working in Ableton Live, in arrangement view, and the goal is to build a two-drop DNB structure around 174 BPM where drop 1 establishes the identity and drop 2 delivers the payoff. More dangerous, more intense, maybe wider or more aggressive, but still clean enough that the kick transient, the snare crack, the sub, and the bass articulation all stay readable. If you make drop 2 more exciting and your snare disappears, that's not a win. If the sub gets blurry, not a win. If the low mids turn into fog, definitely not a win. So let's build this properly. First, treat drop 1 as your reference mix. Before you even touch a second drop, your first drop needs to be tight, balanced, and controlled. In Ableton, set up clear groups, drums, bass, music or atmos, effects, and vocals if you've got them. Color code them. It sounds basic, but for advanced arrangement work, clean session organization really matters. It makes faster decisions possible, and faster decisions usually mean better decisions. Inside your drums group, you might have kick, snare, hats, tops or rides, ghost percussion, and drum fills. Inside bass, think sub, main mid bass, secondary texture, and maybe bass fills or one shots. Now here's the mindset for drop 1. It should establish the main drum groove, the low end relationship, the core bass motif, and maybe one or two signature textures. Not the whole arsenal. Leave space for escalation later. A good drop 1 test is simple. Can you clearly hear the kick, snare, sub, and the main bass movement? Is there one obvious focal element? And does it feel like there's room left for drop 2 to evolve? If the answer is no, then drop 1 is already overcrowded. For processing, keep it controlled. On your drums group, a glue compressor with around 3 milliseconds attack, auto release, ratio at 2 to 1 and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can work great. Maybe a little saturator with soft clip-on, just 1 to 2 dB of drive if the drums need extra firmness. On the bass group, use EQ8 to cut unnecessary lows from the mid-bass layers below roughly 100 to 150 Hz if your sub is separate. Keep the sub centered, light compression if needed, and utility to keep the low end fully mono where it should be. A really smart move here is to loop an 8-bar section of drop 1 and make sure it already hits hard with very few elements. Kick, snare, sub, one main bass layer, one top loop, and one occasional fill. If that works, you're in a strong position. If it only works when 10 layers are playing, you've made future use life harder. Once drop 1 is solid, decide what kind of contrast drop 2 is actually going to create. This is where advanced producers get more intentional. Don't just think, I'll make it different. Decide what kind of different. You've got a few main options. Rhythmic contrast means changing the bass phrase rhythm, maybe more syncopation, maybe a stronger call and response, maybe a halftime style tension inside full-time DNB. Timbre contrast means the pattern might stay similar, but the sound gets harsher, wider, more filtered, more distorted, more animated. Drum contrast means the groove source changes. Maybe drop 1 is carried by hats and a tight top loop, but drop 2 gets its motion from a chopped break, a different ghost pattern, or a stronger ride layer. Bass contrast means one drop is dry and tight, and the other is wider, deeper, or more atmospheric, or even the reverse. Sometimes a brutally mono second drop can feel nastier than a wide one. A great advanced combo for dark DNB is this. Drop 1 is narrow, controlled, and rolling. Drop 2 introduces more syncopated bass, a wider upper bass texture, and a little more break detail on top. That's a classic setup, because it adds excitement without wrecking the foundation. And let me stress this. Contrast does not mean adding a second sub, layering 3 more re-SEs, doubling every percussion track, or widening the low mids. That's how clarity dies. Now for workflow. Duplicate drop 1 to make drop 2. This is one of the smartest habits you can build in arrangement view. Select the full 16-bar or 32-bar drop 1 section, duplicate it, and label your locators clearly. drop 1 and drop 2. Why duplicate first? Because it preserves DAIN staging, routing, bus processing, low-end balance, and drum consistency. You're not writing a second drop from scratch. You're creating controlled variation from a known strong reference. That's much faster and way more mix-safe. Now we get to one of the biggest lessons in this whole tutorial. Create contrast by replacing, not stacking. This is huge. The wrong approach is, keep the original bass, add another bass, keep the percussion, add more percussion, keep the atmos, add more atmos, keep the rides, add more rides, and then wonder why the snare feels weak and the low mids are smeared. The better approach is to replace one major element with another. Same role, different character. So maybe the main mid bass from drop 1 gets swapped for a harsher variation in drop 2. Maybe the shaker loop gets replaced with a filtered breaktop. Maybe the dry stab becomes a wider distorted stab. Maybe your simple 2-bar bass phrase becomes a 4-bar call and response. In Ableton, a nice way to do this is with racks or duplicate tracks. For your main mid bass, make 2 versions. This audio version is shortened for playback.